To CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Abortion rights advocates say they expect to see an uptick of women traveling from out of state seeking abortions in Colorado. That's in response to a draft of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that could overturn the Roe v. Wade case that was leaked on Monday. Denver resident Mango Grace was one of more than 100 people at a rally outside the state capitol building today.
We do have to acknowledge that people who are in states that are less fortunate than us might seek refuge out here, and that's something that we need to prepare for.
Democratic lawmakers have pledged to protect abortion rights in Colorado. In a joint statement, Democratic U.S. Representative Diana DeGette said overturning the case would deal a, quote, shattering blow to abortion care access in the U.S. Republican U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn said the leaked draft shows, quote, courage and integrity, and said he hoped the court overturns the decision. CPR has more reactions to the leaked Roe v. Wade decision online, as well as a guide to what is likely to happen in Colorado if the case is overturned. Head over to CPR.org. The Manitou Springs Fire Department is offering free property assessments to residents as a way to reduce their risk of wildfire. Officials say it's not a question of if a wildfire will affect the town, it's a matter of when. Assessments can be requested by calling the fire department on its business line, and you can do that today. And today you can make a reservation to visit Mount Evans this summer. The U.S. Forest Service released its first round of timed entry permits on recreation.gov. Right now in Boulder, it's 52 degrees and fair. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.